Ever since we could open our eyes, our species has contemplated our surroundings. We've pondered the stars, we've pondered our purpose, and we've pondered our destiny. We were not given instructions on how to run this program we call life. We have developed perspective and linked conditions to reality as we have seen fit. Have we had some inclination or motivation to move in one direction over the other? Most definitely, and it has always been our choice. Given a chance, how would you propel your life into a state of harmony and health? Don't believe everything you've heard, just some of it. Then go out and be it.
Live from Jacksonville in the Sunshine State, it's Terravim Talks Health. Terravim is a grassroots effort to promote vitamins awareness and educate those who are only exposure to vitamins has been via your typical multivitamin. You can check us out online. Our supplementation website is terravim.com. At Terravim, our goal is to delve into the underlying issues and circumstances that are affecting our health, our well-being, our happiness, our potential, and our lives. Then in our best effort, we are going to provide the keys to improving them. If you have any comments or questions or want to discuss how nutrition changed your life, please feel free to call into the station or call our toll-free number, 866-647-4372. Well, Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year, Kevin.
Thanks, Mike. Same to you. How was your celebration for the ball drop?
Oh, it was good. It was good, you know. And at the end of the year, I did some reflecting back and was, you know, vitamins and nutrition is just such a big part of my life. I had to stop and reflect and wonder why more people don't take nutrition seriously. I wonder why people put it very low on their priority list. You know, in our country, where we have the greatest health care cost in the world, we're the sickest nation on earth. And one of the reasons why we are, so many people are...
Well, not necessarily the sickest nation on earth. When you consider Africa and other places like that, but
well, I'm talking about industrialized,
first world, yeah, industrialized modern countries and nations, definitely,
exactly. And people are locked into this medical maze that we're in. Excuse me. And if people would just realize that taking basic nutrition on a daily basis would help keep them out of the doctor's office, then you would think people would just be going to the health food stores and drugs, but they're not, you know, so that's why we're here, Kevin.
Definitely. And so being that we're a nutritional supplementation company, it would seem we should be focusing on purely vitamins on this show. However, we haven't really done that so far. We started, how many months ago did we start, Mike?
It's about 4 months ago.
About 4 months. Seems about right. Hasn't seemed that long. Initially, we were discussing how we were going to format the show. Neither Mike nor I have ever had any experience with putting all the knowledge about nutrients we have together in a way that would be listenable and informative. We figured it would be informative, but there comes a point where you just start to tune it out because it becomes monotonous. And we'll pick it up after the break. Talk to you soon.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to TerraVim Talks Health. You can check out our online supplementation website, which offers a ton of specifically selected product lines, as well as a lot of great information at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com.
And so as I was leaving off, we wanted to provide some information. We knew it would be informative. However, I know with me, sometimes the details can kind of start to blur together, and it can be difficult to listen to. So we knew we wanted to put some good information out there, we just weren't sure exactly how to do it. Also, neither of us has a medical degree, so we weren't quite sure how to approach the subject with the care and attention we felt it deserved. My idea was to start off digging into the history of medicine and finding out exactly how our medical system has become what it is today. The first 10 episodes were mainly about that history, with some news articles and other bits of information thrown in. If you haven't heard those episodes, we do suggest that you go to the blog section of our website at terravim.com to give it a listen. Keep in mind, we were just starting to get our chops, so it can be less than spectacular at times, but the information is great, so be sure to check that out. Following that, we started to have each episode focusing on a particular topic, for instance, the brain or probiotics. We've come a good ways, but still have a long way to go. It would be nice to be able to write everything ourselves for the show, but due to constraints with our work and schooling, we have to rely on the professionals to do the summaries of current medical publications for us. We've cited every publication that has been read on this show, so you can check those out at the blog section as well. I think doing that has been pretty good so far, given the circumstance, and hopefully you are getting some benefit from this show. I know we sometimes just don't have the time to learn the things we want to learn, and our hope here at TerraVim is to put that information out there so that you can tune in while you're doing other things and pick up some interesting snippets here and there. With that being said, we are a nutritional supplementation show, and vitamins are a huge part of that. So today we're going to focus on vitamins. What are they? What happens when you don't get enough? And what are the best ways to restore your equilibrium? We've also prepared something that we hope will become more frequent on TerraVim Talks Health, a feature segment. So this information about vitamins comes from the Linus Pauling Institute at Oregon State, where they conduct micronutrient research for optimum health. The first vitamin is that we're going to talk about today is vitamin B6. It is a water-soluble vitamin that was first isolated in the 1930s. There are three traditionally considered forms of B6, pyridoxal, pyridoxine, and pyridoxamine. The phosphate ester derivative pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a principal coenzyme form and has the most importance in human metabolism. Vitamin B6 must be obtained from the diet because humans cannot synthesize it. PLP plays a vital role in the function of approximately 100 enzymes that catalyze essential chemical reactions in the human body. For example, PLP functions as a coenzyme for glycogen phosphorylase, an enzyme that catalyzes the release of glucose from stored glycogen. Much of the PLP in the human body is found in muscle bound to glycogen phosphorylase. And PLP is also a coenzyme for reactions used to generate glucose from amino acids, a process known as gluconeogenesis. Excuse me. severe deficiency of B6 is uncommon, but alcoholics are thought to be most at risk of vitamin B6 deficiency due to low dietary intakes and impaired metabolism of the vitamin. In the early 1950s, seizures were observed in infants as a result of severe vitamin B6 deficiency caused by an error in the manufacture of infant formula. Abnormal EEG patterns have been noted in some studies of vitamin B6 deficiency. Other neurological symptoms noted in severe vitamin B6 deficiency include irritability, depression, and confusion. Additional symptoms include inflammation of the tongue, sores or ulcers of the mouth, and ulcers of the skin at the corners of the mouth. The recommended dietary allowance for vitamin B6, and this is a daily allowance, for adult males 19 to 50 years old is 2.4 micrograms a day, and for females is also 2.4 micrograms a day. Oh, sorry, that's for the B12. For B6, it's 1.3 milligrams a day. Sorry, correction, B6, the daily intake, recommended intake for 19 to 50 years old is 1.3 micrograms a day.
Is this the USDA recommendation, Kevin?
I believe that these recommendations come from the FDA, I think.
Well,
I'm not quite sure, actually.
Okay, well,
but Alliance Poly website, they cite where that comes from. But it's, you know, it comes from whoever does the recommendations for all the nutritional facts that you see on everything. That's what the recommended vitamin intake is.
Yeah, and the reason I ask is because the USDA typically, in my opinion, is typically skewed to the low side of the scale,
mm-hmm.
where I would say if it was 1.3, that you could probably double that and stay in safe tolerance. The B vitamins are water-soluble, so your body doesn't necessarily store them, so it excretes whatever it doesn't need.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point to make. Between the different vitamins is the ones that are water soluble versus the ones that are fat soluble. Like you just said, the water soluble ones, you'll excrete the excess.
Right.
The fat soluble ones, you have to be a little bit more careful about. A good product we have that has B6 in it is Metagenix Cortico B5 B6. And then vitamin B12, also called cobalamin, is a water soluble vitamin with a key role in the normal functioning of the brain and nervous system, and for the formation of blood. Vitamin B12 deficiency is estimated to affect 10 to 15% of individuals over the age of 60. Absorption of vitamin B12 from food requires normal function of the stomach, pancreas, and small intestine. The neurological symptoms of vitamin B12 deficiency include numbness and tingling of the arms, and more commonly the legs, difficulty walking, memory loss, disorientation, and dementia, with or without mood changes. Although the progression of neurological complications is generally gradual, such symptoms are not always reversible with treatment of B12 deficiency, especially if they have been present for a long time. Neurological complications are not always associated with megaloblastic anemia and are the only clinical symptom of vitamin B12 deficiency in about 25% of cases. So basically what that's saying is you might not always show the symptoms of vitamin B12 deficiency, even though you might be deficient in that vitamin. And if you are deficient for a long enough time, it might be too late to do anything about it. Although vitamin B12 deficiency is known to damage the myelin sheath covering cranial, spinal, and peripheral nerves, The biochemical processes leading to neurological damage and B12 deficiency are not well understood, as is what is normally reported in most of these publications when it comes to vitamins, because there's still a long way to go. And understanding exactly what they do as far as how important they are. So you got to kind of tread lightly when, you know, these medical centers are trying to give out information. Obviously, they want to protect themselves from recommending something that might bite them in the butt later if it turns out that something was to happen with, you know, well, we claimed that it was going to do this, and now it didn't do this, now someone's suing us. Kind of that kind of thing.
Yeah, sure. I remember whenever I was young, I come from a big family. There was, I've got two brothers and three sisters, so it was six siblings in our family. And my mom used to take B12 shots for energy, amongst other things. And
yeah, I've heard of that before.
She's a real big believer in B12.
And I remember reading actually a publication, I think, that was done by, I'll correct myself if I'm wrong on the blog, but I'm pretty sure it was Oxford, where they found that the intravenous B12 shots, if you do it orally, if you take oral supplementations of B12, mm-hmm. it's just as effective as doing the intravenous.
Mm. Interesting.
Also, tongue soreness, appetite loss, and constipation have also been associated with vitamin B12 deficiency. The RDA, or recommended dietary allowance for vitamin B12, for adults 19 to 50 is 2.4 micrograms per day for males as well as for females. And one supplement we recommend is Thorne Research Methyl Guard. It's a great source of vitamin B12.
Just one other, if you wanted to take the entire B complex, which is what most holistic physicians prescribe, is to take them all together. New Medica has a really good product that's called B Replete. I'm just going to pull one off the shelf over here. It has the entire B complex. It also has vitamin C, which helps with absorbability, but it has the B1, 2, 3, 6, 12, B5, choline. It's a really good product. I take this product every day, and I'm telling you, the B vitamins are so important to our health, especially as we get older, because I think, Kevin, you said whenever around 60 is where most people start losing or not getting enough B vitamins.
Right, becoming deficient.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple of reasons for that. And absorbability, of course, is a key factor. And as we get older, the small intestine and the pancreas is a key role in absorbing, our vitamins into our body, our bloodstream. And, where gluten has, over time, taken its wear and tear on the small intestine, making it where it's much more difficult for us to absorb not only our B vitamins, but just basically all of our nutrients. I think that people need to remember to take maybe some digestive enzymes as they're getting to that 50, 55-year mark.
Mm-hmm. Imagine Exansio Pangin.
Very good. I take it every day, I can tell you this. This is just a real quick one. I don't want to dominate this conversation, but.
Well, Mike, actually, can you tell me about it after the break?
I guess if I have to, Kevin. Yeah,
okay.
Yes, no problem.
All right.
I'm kidding.
We'll be back. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339.
CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back to Terravim Talks Health. We have a caller on the line. Ronnie from Oregon, what's on your mind?
Hello. I just wanted to share a new book that I got, The Presence of It. It goes into great detail about vitamin B12. It's called Could It Be B12? And it's it just really puts into perspective the need for B12 because they see this as an epidemic. And the author, actually, her name is Sally M. Pacholak, an RN, and a Jeffrey J. Stewart is a DO, a doctor of osteopathy. They have done their homework on this and are very active in exposing the fact that the reason that people are suffering so much from this deficiency is because it's not easily understood and doctors simply don't diagnose it properly, and I don't expect much from doctors anymore anyway, but my experience is I'm waiting still for the new book on K2 as well, and I'm really convinced that a huge percentage of the problems of humanity are all centered around malnourishment and obviously toxic exposure and this confusion about food. I think that the secondary factors with the inability to absorb the B12 have to do with our diet and a lot of false assumptions, so let's just say ignorance about the effects of things like gluten, grains on everybody, not just people that have been diagnosed with celiac and so forth, because this is real clear that the B12 has this complex pathway and it requires oftentimes more hydrochloric acid and pepsin, I think, as you mentioned, the digestive enzymes, but it's a serious, serious problem that affects babies and children and adults and seniors, too. You know, I've suffered from a lot of serious deficiencies and, illnesses that were related to in this complex way to the combinations of stress. And, of course, B vitamins are needed more under stress. So, you know, all these issues are really complex. And I'm trying to write about it in a way that's easy for people to understand. But, you know, you get the feeling sometimes that nobody really gives a darn. And the doctors don't listen. And people are just so overwhelmed with their personal problems. So I try to teach kind of ways for low-income people to do the best they can, and I think probably hydrochloric acid is a good addition, because the B12 and other B-complex vitamins are pretty well stuck in the foods that we need to eat to get them, including, meat, eggs, and dairy, and we need to break down those proteins to get out those much-needed vitamins. And apparently, from what I've read so far in this great book, vegans suffer from...
And what was the name of that book, Ronnie?
It's called Could It Be B12, An Epidemic of Misdiagnosis, The Underground Classic That Has Saved Lives, by Sally Pacholok, Pacholok.
Okay.
Yeah, this is amazing, because we get caught up in the devil and the details when it comes to nutrition, and I think we have to work with diet. I'm a paleo advocate, by the way. I don't eat grains and those things, and my health recovered dramatically. I've reversed serious osteoporosis and tooth decay, which is a form of osteoporosis, real serious arthritis. I took a couple of vaccines when I was a student over 12 years ago, and that started things off on the wrong foot. But, you know, stress and... malnourishment and intake of a lot of foods that destroy our digestive capacity to absorb vitamins and minerals is so important. And we need the minerals to absorb the vitamins. So, you know, what kind and all of that is really important to know.
If you have some information that you want to publish or link to our website, send me an email at mike@terravim.com. That's mike@terravim.com. And then we'll be glad to take a look at it and maybe post it on the website. But we really appreciate your call in today, Ronnie, and call back anytime. We're a little bit short on time here about
the
ritual.
Yeah, we have a little bit left, but yeah, I appreciate the call in. That's really excellent information. I mean, that's exactly the kind of thing that we're trying to talk about here, is sometimes those things can sneak up on you because you're never exposed to it. Because like you said, you know, doctors don't diagnose it correctly, or they're just too afraid, or it's on the edge of nutrition where it's not quite medicine or food, or there's a whole realm of who's responsible for what when it comes to either a drug or a supplement.
And we just love hearing these kinds of testimonials about you yourself getting off the grain, and how quickly your body bounced back. And, you know, I've known this for quite some time now, and it's good to hear somebody out there in the listening audience, give a testament to that. So, Ronnie, we really appreciate the call in.
Definitely. Enjoy your new year. And we have maybe a minute or so here. Wes from Idaho, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Wes, how's it going?
Pretty good. Vitamin K2. I've been hearing that without adequate vitamin K2, that the loose calcium will try and build bones in your arteries, which, of course, is going to cause plaque and heart attacks. And also, without the K2, the calcium won't go to the bones where it belongs. This is what K2 does. And so, a woman breaking her hip on the porch...
Wes, we're going to take a break here. So if you want to hang on, we'll pick it up after the break, okay?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to TerraVim Talks Health. Before I get back to you, Wes, you mentioned vitamin K, and I have something here a little bit about vitamin K I want to read real quick. Vitamin K is a fat-soluble vitamin. The K is derived from the German word coagulation with a K. And coagulation refers to the process of blood clot formation. Vitamin K is essential for the functioning of several proteins involved in blood clotting. There are two naturally occurring forms of vitamin K, vitamin K1 and vitamin K2. Vitamin K1, also known as phylloquinone, is synthesized by plants and is a predominant form in the diet. Vitamin K2 comes from animal sources and is synthesized by intestinal bacteria. Overt vitamin K deficiency results in impaired blood clotting, usually demonstrated by laboratory tests that measure clotting time. Symptoms include easy bruising and bleeding that may be manifested as nosebleeds, bleeding gums, blood in the urine, blood in the stool, tarry black stools, or extremely heavy menstrual bleeding. In infants, vitamin K deficiency may result in life-threatening bleeding within the skull. So, Wes, if you want to, we have a few minutes here before we're going to go to this feature, but pick up where you were leaving off talking about calcium, I believe.
Yeah. Well, part of the problem is that there is not as much distinction from K1 and K2 that there needs to be, because there's a very little deficiency in K1. Most of us, our blood will clot when we're cut. But what I'm saying is, this lack of K2, which, by the way, Weston Price called Activator X. He didn't know what to call it back then in 1925. But, yeah, it's going to cause osteoporosis and broken bones without the calcium being directed by vitamin K2 to the bones and the teeth, where it belongs. If it's just floating around, it can cause all kinds of problems and havoc in the body without this K2. The other thing, there is a neurologist in Brazil named Dr. Cicero Coimbra, C-O-I-M-B-R-A. He has a half an hour YouTube thing, and it's about vitamin D, the alternative therapy, and he's got five people on there swearing that high-dose vitamin D, 50,000 a day approximately, I don't know exactly, it cured them of autoimmune and multiple sclerosis in particular, but he's also got a guy there of rheumatoid arthritis. But I just wanted to get that out there.
I hear you, Wes.
Have you seen it?
I appreciate the call. I mean, you know, that's important. You know, the K1 and K2 is actually synthesized in the colon by bacterial enzymes and whatnot. It's definitely important. I'm not familiar with the link to the calcium and the issue with the osteoporosis, though.
Well, and bear in mind here, Wes, that we're not medical people, but, you know, we've been doing this vitamin thing for quite a while. I know that it's very important to balance calcium with magnesium and also with vitamin D, so it is absorbed into the bones and it's not left in the arteries where it can, you know, can clog and cause problems. So it's all very good points that you bring up. Again, vitamin D is a big deficiency for a lot of people in the northern hemisphere, excuse me, and maybe around the world. So you bring up some really good points here, Wes.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thanks. And so this year is actually the 100th anniversary of the initial discovery of vitamins. And so since I had a little bit of time over the holiday season here, I decided to put together a little feature that I'd like to play for y'all. So give me a second, and I'll cut into that. Are any of a group of substances that are essential in small quantities for the normal functioning of metabolism in the body. They cannot usually be synthesized in the body, but they occur naturally in certain foods. Insufficient supply of any particular vitamin results in deficiency disease. Most of the vitamins are closely associated with the corresponding vitamin deficiency disease. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the discovery of vitamin A, and there is much more to the story of vitamins other than listing the symptoms of their deficiency. The first object to be identified is the first letter or the first number. Then from there, a more detailed scale of identity is developed to better replicate the true nature of the category. In all cultures that stem from Proto-Germanic languages, the first letter is A and the first number is 1. The number 0 was not introduced until just recently, however nowhere near as recent as the discovery of the first substance that could independently be considered a vitamin, and it was A.
Which is characterized by the presence of large abnormal cells called megaloblasts in the circulating blood. The symptoms of megaloblastic anemia are tiredness and weakness. Vitamin B12 deficiency occurs with the failure to consume meat, milk, or other dairy products. Vitamin B12.
Vitamins.
Vitamin, originally vitamine, coined by Polish biochemist Kazimierz Funk,
from Latin vita, life, plus amine, because they were thought to contain amino acids. The terminal E formally was stripped off when scientists learned the true nature of the substance. IN was acceptable because it was used for neutral substances of unidentified composition. The lettering system of nomenclature, vitamin A, B, C, etc., was introduced at the same time, 1920. An amine is any of a group of organic compounds of nitrogen that may be considered ammonia derivatives, in which a hydrocarbon radical has replaced a hydrogen atom. Amino acids are organic compounds that combine to form proteins. Amino acids and proteins are the building blocks of life. When proteins are digested or broken down, amino acids are left. The body needs a number of amino acids to grow, repair body tissue, and perform many other body functions. The first amino acids were discovered in the early 1800s. Our bodies are made up of 40 different elements. Of those 40, 96% are carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. It is easy to see why scientists thought that an organic compound that supports growth, energy, vision, metabolism, cognition, healthy skin, and essentially an overall balanced system would be an amino acid. Our bodies are 60 to 75% water. The next most abundant molecules are of the amine variation. So where did these vitamins, not vitamines, come from? And what exactly is their nature? The simple answer is that vitamins have always been with us. In 1913, two independent teams of researchers from University of Wisconsin-Madison and Yale University discovered the chain of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen that would become known as vitamin A. One team found that mice could not survive on a diet of pure casein, which is mammalian milk, fat, sucrose, minerals, and water, but lived and grew normally with whole dried milk, which contained milk fat, alluding to a fatty substance that promoted growth. The other performed chemical analysis on cows fed rations of hay with wheat or oats or yellow maize, of identical composition as far as protein, carbohydrate, fat, and minerals were concerned. The wheat-fed cows did not thrive, became blind, and gave birth to dead calves prematurely. The oat-fed cows fared somewhat better, but the yellow maize-fed cows were in excellent condition, produced vigorous calves, and had no miscarriages. At the time, it was a mystery. Turns out that yellow maize has a high concentration of beta-carotene, which is an effective source of vitamin A. The discovery of the vitamin's structure is only a precursor to the effect this knowledge could have towards preserving our species. First and foremost, though, they have to get into our bodies. So how do they do that? We are all too familiar with the mouth-watering aromas of freshly baked banana bread. We chomp at the bit to tear into succulent smoked ribs that are so tender the meat slides right off the bone. We drool when we see the hot and fresh sign light up at our neighborhood donut shop. We yearn for our mother's famous home-cooked from-scratch lasagna. Can't wait to devour a bag of salty, buttery popcorn. Ivan Pavlov won the Nobel Prize in 1904 in recognition of his work on the physiology of digestion. His infamous experiment, known as Pavlov's dog, involved Ivan giving a dog a treat, then playing a certain tone at the same time. After training the dog to associate the treat with the tone, he played the tone with no treat, and the dog salivated. Did you just salivate? Probably not. However, you didn't actually get a treat. I just read to you some more than likely salivating scenarios. Although we are not dogs, we do have the same trigger-like reflexes that control our salivary glands. Once food hits our tongue, a flood of saliva produced in one of our four salivary glands rushes into the mouth via the Sinsen's duct. Saliva is a clear, tasteless, odorless, and slightly acidic viscid fluid. Saliva contains 99.5% water, while the other 0.5% consists of mucin, organic salts, and that digestive enzyme, ptyalin, which changes starch into sugars. What we are consuming hasn't even left our mouths, yet the act of digestion has already begun. At this point, water-soluble vitamins, B complex and C, are breaking down in the saliva. The fatty vitamins A, D, E, and K will have to wait a bit longer before they can board the blood caravan to be sent along their winding, chaotic, although elegant journey to their destinations. After passing through the esophagus, the gnarled food clumps come to a rest in the stomach. Liver secretes bile onto the clumps and continues what the saliva started. Once the food has been digested into a specific solution, the nutrients are ready to be absorbed. Not all nutrients in the things we eat can be absorbed. The ones that can are considered to be bioavailable. It is at this moment our bodies recognize the vitamin molecule and start developing a plan for its utilization. The majority of what we take use of from our meals are fats, proteins, and carbohydrates, the different ratios of which sustain life. The other nutrients we draw in are what make that life more enjoyable. Vitamins are formations of vitamers, which is a substance or compound that has vitamin activity. Some vitamin vitamers are retinol, alpha, beta, and gamma carotenes, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, folic acid, ascorbic acid, and tocopherols. Next segment along the GI tract is small intestines, where most of the fats, carbohydrates, and proteins are ingested. Then it's on to the large intestines. We slowly absorb what we need out of what we eat all along the way. For instance, here in the colon, bacteria converts vitamin K1 into vitamin K2. Vitamin K plays an important role in blood coagulation, bone metabolism, and vascular biology. Once nutrients get into the blood, it's not really a concern of which direction to go. The blood circulates through the body like a conveyor belt system. The various organs pick up what they need from the blood as the cells pulse by. For instance, retinol has antioxidant functions that prevent atoms from losing their electrons. When certain chains of tissue in the retina lose electrons, their properties change and cataracts can form. So the tissue knows it needs a vitamin with an antioxidant property. When retinol comes by, the tissue says, "Thank you, I'll take that, and one of those as well." There can be an equilibrium of substances in your system that can result in optimum function. The great thing is that you don't have to worry about whether or not each individual component will take what it needs to survive. It is up to us to give it to ourselves in order to grow, thrive, progress, and sustain. One easy way you can do that almost instantly is to supply it with the nutrients it needs. And thanks to a handful of enthusiastic researchers 100 years ago, we know exactly where to get them.
Vitamins.
So that was something I put together over a few days. Hope you enjoyed it. kind of touched on a little bit of actually what Ronnie and Wes talked about with the vitamin B12 and K vitamins. My point was is that sometimes we don't understand exactly how the vitamins are affecting us. And
It's because we're not maybe familiar with what exactly a vitamin is, other than your daily multivitamin or your Flintstone vitamin. So I thought maybe delving into actually the biology of the vitamin might give us all a better perspective of what's actually going on.
Really nice, Kevin. You put together a really good piece there. And one thing that I would like to say...
I think we're going to take a break, Mike. So okay. We'll be back after the break.
All right, sounds good.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to Terravim Talks Health. A nice segment, Kevin. Thought you did a really nice job there.
Thank you.
We're getting close to the end of the show here, and one thing that I'd like to point out is the reason that most people stop taking vitamins or lose faith in vitamins is because they take the wrong kinds. Centrum, One-A-Day, those things, you know, they're okay if you are expecting to absorb maybe 2-3% what's in the capsule or the hard-pressed tablet. There is a difference in supplementation, nutrition, vitamins in particular. So if you want to, you know, if you are serious about nutrition, then take a look at products that are bioavailable, you know, the Grown by Nature products, Metagenics, everything that we have here at TerraVim.com are top-of-the-line products. They're the most readily absorbable to your body. And if you're not seeing any results, then you need to think about maybe some gluten intolerance where your small intestine maybe has gotten... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Mike, I wanted to mention, though, that the best way to be absolutely sure that you don't have a deficiency is to get a blood test. And I know, for instance, the local organic market down by my house, usually every month will have somebody come in and do a blood test for maybe $50 or so. Wow. So that's the absolute best. And
you'll figure out what you're deficient in, right?
Yeah, you'll be guaranteed to know for a fact whether you have a deficiency or not, because you won't always see the symptoms, even if you do. And then you don't want to wait until it's too late. On top of that, we are going to list some symptoms that are common with certain vitamin deficiencies on the blog section whenever I get around to putting this up, which hopefully will be this week. So be sure to check that too. But you can Google search it and you'll find tons of websites out there that list the different deficiency symptoms that you may have that could kind of hint at what maybe you might not be getting enough of.
Absolutely. And at the very least, everybody should be taking a good multivitamin, B-complex vitamins, and drinking good, clean water. Stay away from all the sodas, the high fructose corn syrup. You know, try to cut back on as much grain products as you can. There's a lot of ways to improve your health. And just like Kevin said, if you wait until it's too late, then it's so much more difficult to recover. So, you know, it's a new year. Everybody wants to have some kind of a resolution for the new year. You know, I mean,
one you can stick to.
Yeah, I mean, a good resolution would be just nutrition, you know, and to think about what you're putting in your mouth, you know, the food that you eat and the things that you drink. So, I mean, it's very easy. That really doesn't cost you anything. So, you know, think about that.
Yeah. I know that when I started to actually pay attention to what I was consuming, fast food just kind of went without an effort. Soda just kind of went without an effort. When I started thinking about, you know, what is actually in the things I'm eating, you know, I'm not necessarily a pita person, but to that extent where you start to find out some of the details, then everything else kind of just becomes easy. You can let go of the sodas, you can let go of the fast foods, and that will take care of a lot of the problems as it is. But it's been a pleasure talking to you this weekend. Enjoy the new year.
Yeah, happy new year to all, and we hope to be speaking to you again next weekend. So enjoy your week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.